Dairy farmers from five states, including Wisconsin, told U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack they desperately need stability and fairness in the nation's milk pricing system. Their central complaint is the need to change the role the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, or CME, plays in setting wholesale milk prices. Joel Greenough and his family milk 48 cows on a farm near Toma. He says farmers can't survive the constant price changes.
It has all began since cheese trading went to the CME. Never before, because you can look at the graph of the last 60 years of milk price, and it went from fairly stable ups and downs to looking like a heart monitor, and it can't look like a heart attack.
That's the graph he's talking about.
Farmers from California, New York, and New Mexico all agreed with Greenough. They said current milk prices allow farmers to recoup 50% or less of the cost of producing their product. Ed King, who milks 900 cows near Albany, New York, says change is needed now, and he warned against the tendency for farmers from different parts of the country to fight for only regional solutions.
I don't know. From our farm operation, we've bled long enough. And I'm not sure how long the banker wants to hang on to anybody's hand anymore. So we need to move. We need to come to consensus if we want to elevate the issues of regionalism and all of those kind of things. We're just shooting ourselves in the foot.
Wisconsin's U.S. Senators Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl have both promised to keep the pressure on federal officials to fix the milk pricing problem. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.